that. Since they started calling me rabbi, he's the first guy to do that. The whole institution of Purim Katan is more than living with Tzarechim. The Gemara says in Megillah that in years when there is a leap year, so it's not clear, when should we do Purim? Should we do an Adar Rishon? Should we do an Adar Sheni? The Gemara says maybe we should do Purim and Adar Rishon, which would be today, because there's a rule, ain't mavir no mitzvos. You can't pass up a mitzvah that comes your way. This is a rule that we find all over Shas, a rule that finds its way into Shulchan Aruch on many different occasions. It's an avera to pass up the opportunity to do a mitzvah, and therefore Purim Kata, Purim should be on the first Adar. And there should be no such thing as Purim Kata. Now the Gemara says, no, maybe not, because the second Adar is right before Pesach, and the second Adar, we have the opportunity to do something very special, Mismach Geula L'Geula, to juxtapose the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach. And the Gemara ultimately decides that Mismach Geula L'Geula Adif, that it's preferable to juxtapose Purim to Pesach. The question is, why is that so? Why is it that it's preferable to just compose? What's the inyan of Mismach Geula Gula Adif? To just be kitzer, I was thinking, essentially I saw this in the Sefer HaMidrash, might be quoted in other places as well. It's the most recent chiddush, came up about 10 minutes ago. That we all know the famous Ramban in the Etim Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says that the reason that Hashem makes open miracles is that we should be able to recognize the hidden miracles that exist in the world. Everything is a miracle. Hashem did all the Nisim, all the Eser Makos, and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and all the miracles that took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim in order that we should recognize that Hashem runs the world. And even when the sun rises and sets every day, that's no less of a miracle. Hashem is in charge. And that's exactly the lesson of Mismach Geula L'Geula. Purim, as we know, is the hidden miracles. You open up the Megillah, it doesn't say Hashem's name once. Everything in the Megillah looks like a regular story. This just happened to happen, and that just happened to happen, and everything just happened to take place, and all of a sudden there's this crazy story. But the message of Pesach coming right after is telling us that no, that just like Pesach was filled with open miracles, Hashem was no less in charge during Purim. So Mismach Geula L'Geula Adif. But it's still a very big tzarachin in Rabbosa. Because the concept of Mismach Geula L'Geula Adif, I'm very happy Rabbi David's not here right now because I don't really know what I'm talking about, but it doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Not in one other place. It doesn't appear anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere. Essentially, nobody ever said those words except for that Gemara in Megillah. So why is it that this concept, which is not a halachic concept of Mismach Geula L'Geula, takes precedence over a halacha of Ein Mavir No Mitzvos? This is a halacha that comes into Shulchan Aruch on many different occasions. The person has to put his talis on top of his tefillin, so he doesn't touch his tefillin first in the morning, because he touches his tefillin first, and then he goes to put on his talis first, Ein Mavir No Mitzvos. Many different examples. So why is it that all of a sudden here, the halacha is suspended for the sake of a hashkafic concept, of a Ramban ala Torah, of Mismach Geula L'Geula Adif? And I think the root of it, essentially, on both sides, is that what we're doing right now is a big avera. We're all involved in averas. That's essentially what Purim Katan is all about. Purim Katan is about doing averas. Rabbi Stamen's wearing a pink shirt. I mean, there's no other proof is right there. Purim Katan is about doing averas. And Purim is about doing averas. You know, it's so strange. We drink on Purim. I mean, some people do. Some people drink on Purim, and if you look through Tanakh, you find, like the Bir Lacha points out, that the Nevi'im all over Tanakh, they disgrace it, and they say it's such a terrible thing, a person who drinks, and all of a sudden Purim, we do a big mitzvah. Why is that? Because we're both saying, Mismach Geula L'Geula Adif, Purim is about averas. Purim Katan is about doing averas. I'm standing here in this jacket. It's a very uncomfortable thing, you know? I was almost embarrassed in public. But Purim Katan is about averas. So that's really a beautiful, beautiful thing. Purim Katan is essentially the makor for the first half of Shana Aleph. You know? Everybody needs a makor, you know? Everybody needs a makor. There was this thing and there was that thing. We don't have to be mafarit all the different things that went on. You know, what's the makor for those things? And the answer is, well, here we are, Bosai. This is the makor. This is the makor. But, in the end of the day, and with this I'll finish. In the end of the day, Mismach Geula L'Geula, coming up is Pesach, and Pesach really, Lamafreya sheds light on everything that came before. Everything becomes a mitzvah. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, a person is tshuva me'ahava, so even his averas turn into mitzvahs, and that's what Purim Katan is all about. Taking our averas, doing them with a geshmak, and making them into mitzvahs.
בשור הדוינה, שיר לזיון, היינו כחמש.